Hi, I'm Rob Wright with CRN, and I'm here with our news editor, Steve Burke. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, Rob.
We're here to talk about the VAR 500. You were actually at the VAR 500 Awards event and Exchange Public Sector last week, Steve. Before we get into the nitty-gritty about the list and this year's VAR 500 and some of the companies that really stood out on that list, I want you to talk a little bit about the event and how the awards were and what the general vibe was amongst the solution providers that spoke and the ones that you talked to.
Well, I think the big takeaway from the event is this year we've seen VARs grow in terms of their professional services offerings at a much faster clip than they ever had before in this race to the cloud. I think the special package that we put together for the VAR 500 is called Titans of Transformation, and that's what these VAR 500 companies have done. They have transformed their businesses to become cloud powerhouses, and that was the big takeaway. This cloud solutions
virtualization
frenzy,
yeah.
This cloud solutions frenzy is happening at a much faster clip than I think anybody anticipated, and it's a runaway train, and the very best and brightest solution providers are out in front of it, you know, making it happen.
Now, did you find that, I know when we've done previous research, when we've done things like Tech Elite and Fast Growth, we've seen a lot of guys with similar profiles, a lot of resellers, or I should say a lot of solution providers that used to be heavy product resellers that are now, like you said, betting big on professional services, but specifically going into areas not just like cloud, but also virtualization and data center consolidation. Did you see a lot of that there as well?
Absolutely. It's a consulting business discussion that's taking place. The channel, the VAR 500 has really moved to a much higher level. And I'll give you an example of some of the investments that are being made.
Sure.
Logicalis, number 25 on the list, made a $10 million investment to beef up its cloud services and funded more than 150 man hours of sales training per week for its 100-person sales force. The sales forces are being transformed. The whole nature of how these guys sell and go to market has been transformed. And I think we're at a real turning point where you're going to see a lot more of these guys start to talk about mission-critical application bandwidth performance and private cloud performance or making much more critical decisions at a much faster pace with customers on a one-on-one basis on what they do with their mission critical apps, because again, the customers are demanding this cloud thing happen at a much quicker pace than anyone anticipated.
It's interesting you brought up the sales approach, the sales aspect, because I wasn't at the event, but obviously we did a lot of coverage for the VAR 500, and a couple of the companies that I spoke with, E-Plus is a great example of this. One of the things that they talked about with me was this this idea of when you change your business from just selling product, you're moving beyond sort of the product manager at the client level. You know, you're moving beyond the guys that are just, you know, the purchasing managers or the guys that are running the RFPs. And when you're doing big consulting, big business transformation consulting and IT services, you're really talking about business transformation. So you're dealing with people at the clients, you're dealing with the executive level decision makers, and that helps them. And that helps them get in good with those guys and really, you know, sort of sell their vision for how they're going to improve that company's business and also lower costs. And you know, obviously cloud and virtualization, data center consolidation, those are three big linchpins of that approach. What did you find in listening to some of the VAR 500 leaders talk at the event on some of the panels and some of the presentations. What were they saying about, I guess, the just the climate out there right now?
Rob, many more decisions, IT, IT solution decisions are being made at the business unit level by business leaders. So if you're not talking to the business leaders, you're going to be sitting on the sidelines. Now, I don't want to say the IT departments are to be ignored, because it's a highly charged political environment, especially when you're looking at cost cutting and outsourcing in these critical decisions. So I think you need to do it hand in hand with the IT department and the IT folks. But if you're not talking to business leaders and you don't have the business acumen and the business consulting skills, the knowledge of that customer's business to go in and win over the business unit heads, then you're going to be in big trouble going forward.
Now, there was an interesting panel that was held at the event. It had some of the top VAR 500 members on there that were talking about, you know, how did they achieve success? I mean, what are some of the ways that that they've been able to ascend to you know, the position of a top performer on the VAR 500 list? And you had companies like Champion Solutions, you had Logicalis, Ahead, Slalom. What were some of the themes that were I guess brought up? What were some of the ideas that those guys talked about? I mean, one of the things I thought was interesting is I guess none of those guys really want to be known as a VAR anymore. Is the term VAR, is it outdated? Should we even use it anymore for some of these guys? Is it becoming a dirty word even?
Yeah, I think for the way a lot of these guys look at their businesses now, it is not a relevant term for them.
They're not really reselling
product. Yeah. The way they are selling and approaching the customers, again, it's a much more consultative, business-oriented discussion. You've got to be a leader in these vertical markets with deep knowledge of the customer's business, and if you're not, the market's going to leave you behind. So you know, it's becoming much less about look, I'm authorized to sell X product or Y product, and more about, as a trusted advisor, what are you recommending I do to get a competitive advantage for my business?
So are these guys making a lot of big bets in hiring new talent, certifications, things like that? I mean,
they're making huge, big strategic bets to get them cloud strong.
Yeah.
They're making huge changes on the compensation side. I think one of the most, one of the biggest takeaways was the changes in compensation. You know, it used to be, there was just, you know, on these big CapEx IT engagements, guys would compensate the sales rep on gross profit. And they're compensating differently based on the, you know, the annuity long-term relationships that they're driving with customers on, you know, private and public cloud. And it's much more of a discussion around, hey, look, I'm going to be your outsourced IT department, maintain your private cloud, and I'm going to be providing some business process optimization services for you as a you know, cloud services provider and solution provider.
And amongst the, I guess, the true standouts of the VAR 500, the award winners, what were some of the companies that stood out to you, the awards themselves? I mean, you had a lot of top companies there, obviously. You know, for cloud, I mean, you had, you had Ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big winner there. You had companies like E+. You had companies like Intelligent Decisions that really stood out in the government sector. What were some of the other?
I guess the ones that you know that stand out for me, and those are all great companies that you mentioned. Mm. And I think one thing we should point out here, you know, you mentioned Ahead, which is new to the VAR 500. You know, that we had some 215 new companies on the VAR 500 this year. That speaks to the incredible transformation that is going on within these top solution providers in the world, really. And there's a lot of new players, there's a lot of consolidation, there's a lot of companies dropping out that mm-hmm. weren't able to make the grade. And I think a real interesting story is, you know, Sirius Computer Solutions, which was number 34 on the list, acquired MSI Systems Integrators, a $350 million highly respected technology power in the Midwest, to really get that cloud muscle and that cloud scale to be able to go in and accelerate their cloud transformation. So once they did the deal, one of the things that's so striking about it is, you know, immediately they got the cloud sales kick based on some of the deep middleware software skills that they had on their own, but also some of the managed service skills and storage and server capacity on demand skills that MSI brought to the table. So bang, they make the deal, and sales shoot up by 25%. Wow. Why? Yeah. Because they're faster to the punch with their cloud offering. And usually when you make these kind of big deals, you don't see that kind of sales kick. As a matter of fact, you tend to see a sales slowdown as the two companies integrate. Didn't happen. They were really conscious of, you know, this 1+1=4 and really bringing to the fore the cloud message to their enterprise customers.
Right. So what do you think, for these guys to sort of make that leap into new areas like cloud computing, for example, What are the vendors doing for them, or maybe even distributors too? I mean, are these guys doing it at the VARs themselves, the solution providers? Are they kind of doing it all on their own, or are they getting some help out there from vendors, do you think?
No, they're definitely getting help from vendors and from distributors too. And I got to say, you know, Avnet was at the event, mm-hmm. and Avnet has done an outstanding job bringing some of these vertical market skills mm-hmm. to their customers, their solution provider customers. In the case of Logicalis, I know that Logicalis worked with Avnet to get their Salesforce really up to speed on healthcare, right? On yep. really going in to hospitals, and they really go into hospitals with Avnet hand in hand to get to be able to talk the talk, right? And not just talk the talk, but, you know, walk the walk, talk the talk, to get the sale done, to have that knowledge and sit down with doctors and people in the hospital. So I would single them out. And on the vendor side, I would say, you know, there were some a real strong showing from IBM there, which again has also done a lot, I think, to help their partners. Of course, they have IBM Global Services, so they've got that deep-seated knowledge of these verticals.
Yeah,
so
they do.
When you're working hand in hand with them, I think you've got you know, a big advantage on accessing some of that business process optimization talent that you need to succeed today. So I think the vendors and some of the distributors are getting the job done, but I don't think it's fast enough, and I don't think it's as many as it should be.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I know talking to solution providers there, they'd like to see more programs and more training and education around the business and the business services and vertical skills that they need to be successful today. And, you know, there's some great programs too, I think, on cloud centers of excellence. I know that IBM does that, but a lot more needs to be done. We're at a turning point here. A lot more needs to be done on both the distribution and the vendor side.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the economy in general, in terms of the climate out there. What did you hear from solution providers at the show? What have you heard from them lately? Do they feel like, I know a lot of the government guys kind of feel like there's a budget crunch coming, and that there could be some, you know, I spoke to Chad while he was at the show. We had Chad on last week's podcast, and he said that's sort of top of mind for the government guys is, you know, this the budget crunch, not just at the state and local level, but also at the federal level. You know, they can't throw as much money around as they used to, even for IT optimization. But what about at the corporate level? What are you hearing from solution providers? Do they feel like things are still, you know, improving a little bit here and there? Or are they worried about a double dip recession? Are they worried about another IT spending slowdown?
I think on the VAR 500 side, these guys are moving so fast on providing cloud solutions that the litmus test for them is how cloud strong they are,
right.
How quick they can get to the cloud skills they need. I think there is a greater demand than there is supply for these cloud services, skills, and talent in mm-hmm. the market. So the VARs that get there are going to be the big winners, and I think that's what they're focused on. With every bit of muscle they can muster, they're moving as fast as they can to make sure they've got these cloud services, and they're going in and having those discussions with customers, every customer, one-on-one, and trying to in a very consultative nature, with a knowledge of their business, make them recommendations on how they've got to move forward here.
Let's turn to the list this year. You brought up an excellent point earlier about how 214 or 215 new companies on the list this year. And one of the things that we've noticed, I mean, you and I, we've done this a couple of years now where we've had to do the research and the recruiting and looking at the list and looking at all the companies that were on it in past years and looking at all the new companies that are getting on the list this year. And one of the things that we've seen a lot of is consolidation, you know, vendors buying system integration businesses, big solution providers to kind of build out their own services. What are some of the trends that you've seen on the list this year? I mean, is it obviously like, you know, you're seeing more cloud, you're seeing newer companies doing cloud and virtualization, that sort of stuff. But is consolidation, do you think that's,
I think it's
bigger than it's ever been.
Yeah, I think consolidation remains a fact of life, and there's a lot of strategic decisions being made within the channel about how you're going to move forward to get to the scale and the skills you need, especially in the VAR 500 class.
Yeah,
because you're dealing with the biggest and best companies in the world.
Sure,
not just America, but the world. So you've got to be able to have unparalleled skills across the board, because customers aren't looking to buy piecemeal in those very big
right.
accounts. They want to go to that one throat to choke, and they're looking more than ever to their trusted advisor.
Yeah.
That trusted advisor role is really more prevalent and powerful than it's ever been, and it's making these solution providers in the VAR 500 that do step up to the challenge more critical than ever before to customers and the vendor community. So it's really exciting in that regard. I think one of the things we should mention with regard to this VAR 500 class is we're seeing, and I know we did this when we put the list together, a big focus on, you know, really singling out certain solution providers for their best practices in specific areas like security, where we had Fishnet,
right.
a perennial VAR 500 company, right?
Yep.
Really step up. You know, we had, other areas too, whether it was for storage with Trace 3. But we really made an effort with this year's VAR 500, right, to really drill down and single out the leaders in these specific technology areas, which I think is really critical, because it's whether it's virtualization where Antisys showed up, or whether it's whether it's networking where we had you know, business communications, whatever, you know, we really made an effort there. And I think one of the ones that we should single out to Rob is, you know, Carousel Industries for their win in the top technology practice carriers.
Yeah.
Because one of the things we're seeing out there is that there is a much greater focus on the ability to go in as a solution provider and do service levels on carrier services for mission critical apps.
So, yeah.
And make consulting and design, you know, recommendations and trusted advisor, trusted advisor recommendations to customers on, look, what are they going to do
yeah.
in terms of public cloud, private cloud, VPN, to make sure that when they're making this transition, they have the right carrier behind them. So VARs are really stepping up on this carrier challenge, and we're seeing more of the big carriers come in and partner with the VAR 500 companies, to the point where I think what we're seeing is a real renaissance in terms of margin and opportunity on the carrier services. And I think what you're going to find is that solution providers over the next 5 years are going to see more profits and services punch from the recurring revenue carrier services, wherever they place their bets, than some of the old school networking
yeah.
infrastructure and hardware. Mm-hmm. It's a really huge opportunity, and if solution providers aren't moving hard and fast there, they're going to be left behind too. They're going to find themselves sitting on the sideline as these mission critical application services are moved to public cloud, private cloud, or VPNs, whatever it
yeah.
may be.
And the lines, you know, we should mention the lines between, you know, service provider, carrier, vendor, VAR. It's starting to get really blurry. I mean, we know from talking with our colleague Andrew Hickey, our cloud editor, when he puts together some of these cloud lists, when we put together any of our lists now, it becomes a little difficult to determine, you know, what a company really is. Are they a hybrid? Are they selling product? Are they providing a service, and what kind of service? I mean, it's getting particularly murky with cloud now and hosting, because there are some carriers out there, telco carriers, that are doing hosting services and cloud services. And, you know, one of the things we've had to do this year on the VAR 500, and obviously in years past, is figure out, you know, which vendors to belong on the list and which ones don't, because, you know, it can be very hard to tell. Going back to, I guess, the topic of, you know, is the term VAR outdated? Are we getting to a point where maybe solution provider, that the term solution provider, it's taking on a whole different meaning? Maybe you are more of instead of just a consultant, you really are building something. You're providing the service. You are acting almost as the cloud provider, the carrier service. You know, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I think VARs are going to take different roles, or, you know, solution providers, service providers, whatever you want to call them going forward. You know, some guys will become cloud service providers, do the hosting themselves. Some solution providers will rely on trusted partners, you know, whether
sure.
it be a level 3 or someone like that. But one thing that isn't changing, and that I think is really a important and powerful message, is the trusted advisor role is now more critical than it's ever been. So I don't know what, you know, we can talk about semantics and whether solution providers want to be called a cloud service provider, a cloud consultant, a business process services company, a BPO company, whatever it might be. But I'm going to tell you, the thing that's exciting to me is that these VAR 500 companies are becoming more proficient as trusted advisors, that the bar's being raised, they're stepping up to the challenge, and I think the payoff's going to be huge. You know, there's an old saying in this business, you know, where there's confusion,
or there's missed
where there's mystery, there's margin.
Yep.
Thanks for correcting me.
That's okay. That's
I was
going to
say
for.
Where there's correct,
where there's confusion,
there's confusion.
Where there's confusion, there's
made.
Confusion. Yeah.
There you go. But where there's mystery, there's margin.
Yeah, yeah.
And right now, more than ever, the customer at all segments, you know, in all segments of the market is really struggling. And I think more than ever, they want to go to a trusted advisor who they can look in the eyes and work with one-on-one to say, look, you know, I know you. Mm-hmm. I trust you. I know you got my back. Help me navigate this treacherous environment. Really, I think it would be, I kind of would use the analogy that it would be like, you know, going big game hunting for the first time on your own. Would you want to do it? Be dropped in the middle of the jungle?
No.
And go big game hunting on your own?
No, thank you.
Or would you rather get a real big game hunter who's been doing it for many, many years, who's going to take you into the jungle and help you survive and make sure that you get out,
that's
you
what
get
I want.
Out of there with your neck?
That's what I want.
There you go.
All right. Let me ask you this. Looking at the list, I just a couple more points before we wrap up here and go big game hunting ourselves. Looking at the list with all the newcomers that are we've added to the list. I mean, a lot of these guys, they're only a few years old. You know, they aren't sort of they were born in maybe the last decade or so. Do you think we're going to see a lot more of this? We're going to see newer VARs that are kind of born out of the cloud computing age, the virtualization age, the data center consolidation age, like that these trends are going to kind of give way to a new breed of solution provider, the solution provider startups.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think Andrew Hickey, who is really the our cloud expert, can talk about this, you know, better than I can. But I think what I see going on is a whole new wave of these real cloud-strong startups that have been born in recent years working with the NetSuites of the world.
Yep.
These guys have, you know, real hands-on experience.
Yep.
Dealing with the cloud and software as a service. And they're growing fast. And I would say the thing that I think is going to happen in the VAR 500 in the years ahead, I think you're going to see, again, another probably record year of new companies next year.
Yeah.
Because, again, there's a whole wave of guys that I see that are moving fast. And so the race is on.
Yeah.
And if you're not moving fast, you're going to be left off the list. You're going to be left behind. That's what's going on. I think you're going to see it again next year. Rob, you're right. Faster and a much faster pace than you can ever than anybody can imagine. It's really you know, and that's I think one of the big lessons from this VAR 500. When you talk to the VAR 500, you know, class of 2011 is, they see this thing happening at a much faster clip than they thought than anybody thought.
Keeps you on your toes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to keep up with the times. I mean, it's a volatile industry to begin with, but the way it's been changing and evolving, in particular the last couple of years, it'll make your head spin, as you like to say.
There you go. And Bob, I think you've summed it up, because that's what's going on. It's always been critical that these VAR 500 companies be able to climb up the next rung.
Right.
They're having to climb faster and higher than they ever have before. That's the message.
Yeah.
These guys are you know, having to move at breakneck speed. And again, there's going to be new winners and there's going to be losers.
Yeah.
And the difference between the winners and the losers is going to be who has those real cloud business skills to act as the trusted advisor for these companies.
And don't forget, there's another key too.
What's that?
One saying that you've used a lot over the last week.
Go ahead.
Will over skill.
I love it. Thank you for bringing it up.
Boston Bruins.
Thanks for ending it on a high note.
2011 Stanley Cup champions.
Thanks for mentioning that. It's just exciting to be here in Boston to experience that. And I know when I see these you know, these athletes take to the ice or to the baseball field or to the gridiron, whatever it may be. I try to take lessons that we might be able to use in business. And I think, this Bruins Vancouver Canucks series really was, you know, we use this term will over skill, and I think that's critical for these Bar 500 companies too.
Yeah,
you got to have the skill, but you know what? You got to have the will to get the skill. So if you don't have the stomach to make the move, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So if you don't have the stomach to get out there, and I don't say skills is of paramount importance for our readers, right? That's
obviously
that's their bread and butter. But the point I'm making is that these guys that don't have the stomach, the will to move, that want to stay put and stand still, they are going to be knocked on their backside.
Good to know. All right. Steve, I appreciate the time. I appreciate the zest and the energy, too.
It was great. I really enjoyed it. It was a real, real treat to be able to, to be at the VAR 500 event. It was so exciting. And, to me, the exciting thing is to see, you know, how these guys are really moving at a much faster pace to be that trusted advisor to the biggest and most powerful businesses in the world. These guys are the real, you know, the Navy SEALs of the solution provider industry.
So. Well, you are the Green Beret of covering the channel, and we appreciate all your hard work.
Thanks.
I'm Rob Wright, and on behalf of Steve Burke, we appreciate you listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.